proficient oral expression skills in the targeted language. How to speak so that people want to listen. The human voice is the instrument we all play. The language we speak is an integral component of communication that helps professionals interact with colleagues, managers, and clients effectively. Speaking eloquently includes having clarity and fluency in your vocabulary and style. It also includes other essential abilities such as confidence, passion, and powerful delivery. Proficient oral expression skills can help you progress in your career, become a compelling communicator, contribute during meetings, and have an authentic conversation with an audience as opposed to lecturing them. How to increase the power and proficiency of your speaking? Western societies have always favored the man of action over the man of contemplation. The world feels like a place that rewards extroverts, where being loud is mistaken for being confident and happy. The place where everybody has something to say, but nobody listens. On the contrary, people who speak softly usually blend into the background. However, speaking fast and all on one note, filling your speech with ums and ahs, imposing your opinions in a condescending manner, and not giving your full attention to your audience's continued engagement, all these are bad habits that a professional speaker has to break. There is nothing wrong with a bit of silence. Silence can be very powerful. You should allow enough time for listeners to process the information. Remember that discourse markers are of paramount importance. They direct the flow of conversation, and some studies suggest that conscientious speakers use more of these phrases to ensure everyone is being heard and understood. For example, starting a sentence with "look" can indicate your attitude and help you gauge the listener's agreement. "I mean" can signal that you're about to elaborate on something. And the dreaded "like" can perform many functions, such as establishing a loose connection between thoughts or introducing someone else's words or actions. Because contrary to popular belief, the use of filled pauses doesn't decrease with mastery of language. These markers give people a real-time view into your thought process and help listeners follow, interpret, and predict what you're trying to say. The large habits you should definitely avoid are speaking with negativity, complaining, gossiping, using exaggeration and dogmatism. Remember that you have an amazing toolbox. Speak with passion. Transmit optimism and serenity. Don't simplify your vocabulary. Convey clear messages. And use vocal skills with expressiveness. Imagine a world that sounds beautiful, and where understanding is the norm.